The Masterclass Series Number 13. How to Shoot Backlit Stained Glass. Equipment: EOS 5D Mark III, EF24-70mm F2.8L2 USM, Holy Trinity Church, Bengaluru. TSC-17mm F4L, Notre Dame Cathedral, Paris, Sainte-Chapelle, Paris, Lucerna Palace, Prague. EXIF. Shots number 1. Holy Trinity Church shots. ISO 100, focal length 28mm, aperture f2.8, shutter speed 1x80. Shot number 2. Notre Dame Cathedral shot. ISO 1600, focal length 17mm, aperture f4, shutter speed 1x320. Shot number 3. Sainte-Chapelle, Paris shot. ISO 1250, focal length 17mm, aperture f4, shutter speed 1x80. Shot number 4. Lucerna Palace, Prague shot. ISO 100, focal length 17mm, aperture f4, shutter speed 1x100. Editing: Adobe Lightroom Classic CC. After figuring out how to shoot illuminated buildings last week, let's look at another challenging scenario: shooting backlit stained glass. The story: Christianity is the most widespread religion in the world. It is not surprising that we pass through many churches known for their exquisite architecture and craftsmanship when we travel. Stunning stained glass artworks that bear a period stamp and add to their charm adorn many of them. And that tempts us to take back a piece of the destination captured in our camera. Shooting backlit stained glass challenge. Most often, you will find stained glass artwork on the church windows. The daylight behind turns these masterpieces into gleaming, colorful attractions. This outside light makes it challenging to shoot them, as the interiors of the churches are not well lit. Once again, it poses a dynamic range challenge the cameras are ill-equipped to handle. You are hard-pressed to get the details of the dark interiors while avoiding a burnout of the backlit stained glass. The shots. It is important we get the inside details and also capture the nuances of the stained glass artwork. More often than not, the darkness within the church will force you to pump up the ISO on a wide open aperture for capturing the details inside. And the backlit stained glass will threaten overexposure. This requires a precarious exposure balance. Also, tripod usage restrictions will force us to shoot handheld. So, that means a more than normal light, dark compensation during edits. So, here are a few caveats for shooting backlit stained glass. Most churches do not allow a tripod. So, the shutter speed needs to be fast enough to shoot handheld and avoid camera shake. The dark interiors mean a need to pump up the ISO and a wide open aperture. Most church windows being high up, we need perspective control to avoid distortion. During the edit, cutting highlights and whites, and boosting shadows are necessary. The above edit will force you to apply the luminance and color noise settings in Lightroom for doing away with noise. These steps will help you bring out the best in your backlit stained glass shots. Pin it for when you need it.